Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Everybody, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. My name is Janet Hickox, and I will be taking you through some astrology readings today for our Dear Astro episode. But first, before we get into that, I want to go through some of the things that are happening up in the stars and also in space. You know, I also love to talk about what the actual planets are doing from a space standpoint. And of course, today's big news is the M6 solar flare that occurred at 12:16 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And I tell you, I have heard from more people today that knew intuitively that this was happening because they were unable to sleep last night. And even I was reacting to it and had no clue, of course, that anything was going on. The coronal mass ejection, or CME, perpetrated by this solar flare should hit the Earth early on the 13th. And so we have lots of energetic particles racing in to play with the Earth for the next couple of days. From an astrological standpoint, how did everybody do with the new moon yesterday? I know I could so feel the change in the energy as soon as that moon hit Aries. And I'll tell you what, there was so much energy in the air yesterday, and maybe it was partly the buildup to the solar flare, I don't know, but, you know, the sun is also in Aries, so that's a possibility. And I got more done in that one day than I think I had gotten done all the prior week. How funny is that? The bigger news going on in the astrological world is that tomorrow Pluto turns retrograde. Pluto is the furthest planet away from the sun in our solar system anyway. And it is a planet that astrologers refer to as ruling things like power and transformation in our lives. And Pluto itself kind of rules the underworld in that it brings up to the surface things that are in the subconscious mind. And Pluto, because it's so far away from us, spends a good number of months each year in retrograde motion. This particular year, it will spend from April 12th until September 20th in that motion. And during that time, what you can expect personally is that you will probably begin to more efficiently regenerate yourself. And what I mean by that is Pluto tends to work on the subconscious mind. And so whatever is deep in the subconscious that isn't in alignment with who you are or where you are going in your life will come up to the surface for you to be able to transform that energy. So it's about releasing the old, the outworn energies, the things that no longer serve you, and releasing them, as I always say, with ease and grace, and then allowing the newer energies to come in and move you to your next level, whatever that might be. This can also bring up a soul-searching time for people. And often when a planet is retrograde, it sort of triggers a more inward approach anyway. And so think about the things from a soul standpoint. What is it that you're here to do? What has been maybe holding you back? And find ways that you can connect with that energy. And then, of course, we have a lot of planets already in Aries, and Mercury joins the Aries party later this week. And just as Mercury joins into Aries, the other planets begin to move, and things turn bullish next week when all of the planets, the inner planets, Venus and the Sun and Mars, move out of Aries and into Taurus. And I think it is the 15th that Venus moves in, The 19th, the Sun moves in, and on the 20th, Mars will move into Taurus. So we have some really fun energies going on for us for the next couple of weeks. And, you know, during this time, of course, I talked about the spring equinox and all the different energies that were coming up, and we're still on this roller coaster of configurations and aspects moving us down the line here. Okay, so I have several people today that called in or sent me their information so I could do charts. And first I want to find out from Jeffrey out there, is there Vanita on the line or are we going to go with Jill? Jill, are you out there?
I am.
Hi, Jill. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
And let's see. So, Jill, did you get the chart copy that I sent to you?
Yes, and I'm looking at it right now.
Awesome. Now, one of the advantages of sending me an email as early as you did is that I had time to play with your chart and, you know, scribble on it and all that kind of stuff. So let's see if we can't work through some of this information on here, because your question was basically about what's going on for you in the job, career, money, and opportunity sectors of your chart, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is really good because, you know, with yesterday's new moon, a lot of opportunities are showing up for people anyway. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is circled at the bottom of your chart in orange. And basically, that's your stellium of planets that are sitting in Aries right now. And this is where the new moon was yesterday. And so we're still in the window of the new moon. So we can still set intentions and be very powerful in you know, discussing with the universe what it is that we want to be bringing into our lives. For you, this is occurring in your third house. And the third house is the house of communication. It's the house of the mind, literally the thought processes that we go through. It's also a house of teaching and learning. So, you know, what is it that you do in the world right now, Jill?
I have been a single mom. I have taken time off.
Good for you. And so are your kids getting older now and you're looking at moving out into the world?
Yes, now I can. Plus, I took care of my dying father.
Oh, geez.
It's a long story. I had cancer. I was sick for 2.5 years. Then he had cancer for 2.5 years. He died. I had a little child. I was exhausted. So now she's older, and I'm ready to find myself and get a career.
Okay. Now, does that mean that you're healthy now yourself?
Yes.
Okay, good. One of the things that I want to show you before we talk more about this orange circled area is the fact that Jupiter is just now moving into your house of health and also the house of work and service. And Jupiter is typically a benefic planet, meaning that she brings to us the ways that we can grow and expand in the world. Now, for you, that means really good things because here you are ready to sort of jet out and get yourself out into the world, right? So
yes.
Jupiter is in this part of your chart at least through June, and it will be triggering opportunities to come up for you so that you can grow in back into the work world in some way. Now, quickly look over at the top upper left corner of your chart where I circled in purple. That is the planet Saturn and destiny, and it is moving through your career sector of the chart. So one of the things, and in the 10th house, which is that career sector. So what is it that you want to do? That this becomes very important in the new moon window here because it's about setting intentions. So what is it that you see yourself achieving over the next couple of months as it relates to your career and profession? Were you working before you had kids?
Yeah, but I was a waitress.
Okay, and so what are you thinking about doing now, or are you still looking?
You know what? You said it beautifully. Mind, communication, learning, and teaching, that is me. What something in that I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm like an outstanding customer service, passing along information.
Oh, that's great, because that's right in alignment for sure with all of this third house energy going on for you. The other thing I might, you know, urge you to do is if there's some form of study that maybe you put off because you were having children that you want to take care of now, this would be the time to go back to school and
okay.
for you to connect to that energy. So that is a very good place to have a new beginning. And then the next portion I would have you look at is, and it's sort of cut off, so I apologize, at least on my printed copy it did, but it's circled in red at the left side of the chart, and that's Pluto. And Pluto, of course, I just talked about a few minutes ago in terms of it is moving retrograde tomorrow, and it is in your first house, meaning the house of you. That is your perspective on life, kind of your viewpoint. And it shows me that you're undergoing a personal revolution. And Pluto in this chart is conjunct your natal position of Jupiter. So now we get more validation that this is a time of growth and expansion that's coming up for you. Now, you know, Pluto, I like to joke and say Pluto takes no prisoners because it doesn't accept no for an answer. So you will change. You will transform, and you will probably have to plumb those depths in a soul-searching sort of way and bring up whatever it is that isn't or hasn't been serving you and let it go. For example, you know, whatever happened on the spiritual level that brought cancer into your existence. You know, often cancer is where it occurs in the physical body because we're unable to connect with joy and pleasure in the existence that we've created. So draw yourself up, find what makes you joyful, and go for it. Can you do that?
Yes, and you're right on, too, because I have been doing a lot of soul searching.
And I don't see that stopping anytime soon, but listen to this. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. Soul searching really allows us to get in touch with the truth of who we are. And the truth of who we are is so wonderfully magnificent, right? That everything else that you've thought about yourself and every other thing that you have not allowed for yourself becomes insignificant in the face of the truth of who you are. And just as a little aside, you also have several planets by birth in your 12th house. So one of the things that happens to you often is that some kinds of incidences, confrontations, and things in your life can take you down or cause you to withdraw away from society or away from the people that you love, even so much as to say sometimes you've built a wall around yourself to protect you from the outer world. So
true.
I want you to work, yeah, and I want you to work on this over the next several months because it's that wall that hasn't allowed you to even allow in the idea of having joy in your life. So bring all those walls down, open yourself up a bit, continue your soul-searching process, maybe go back to school if that seems reasonable to you, and whatever else it is that brings you joy, please, please, please connect with that because, you know, we need your light here on this planet, okay?
Okay, so you do see an opportunity coming up, though.
There are lots of opportunities here for you. There are lots
okay.
of opportunities for everybody, all of you people that are listening right now. A lot of opportunities are there. We just have to take advantage of them. We have to take away the fear that we have of starting something new. Okay? Now, you're a Sagittarius. You have this adventurous spirit. Call that up. Call that spirit up and boldly step into your life. I mean it.
Okay.
All right, Jill. Thank you so much for sending
that
me your information.
That was excellent. Thank you so, so much.
You're very welcome.
And
have a nice day.
I'm going to save this. I'm going to archive it.
Very good. Good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jill. And I
Thank
think we
you.
Have. You're welcome. Annette is on the line next. Annette, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And thank you so much for sending me your chart ahead of time or your information so I can pull up a chart.
No. You've got the wrong Annette.
Okay, well, what can I do for you today, Annette? I won't read this Annette's chart to you then.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm thinking, did I send her my chart? No, I didn't send her my information.
on some level, you sent me your information. Annette, what can I do for you today?
Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, no problem at all. But what can I do for you? What's your question?
My question is, how do you see springtime for me? I wrote down this question. You gave an example as to what type of question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is, what is the spring going to be like for me?
Well,
or
that's
even
a really
summer.
Good, yeah, well, summer. Oh my gosh, summer is going to be awesome. But I don't want to. I don't want to go there yet.
Okay.
Just because you know we still have time.
We
got to
get through spring.
Now. Yeah, exactly. Now, Annette, I don't have your birth information, and so you know answering that personally for you is going to be a little more difficult than usual. But what sign are you? That might give me a good place to start.
I am an Aries.
Oh, well, great. I mean, there should be lots going on for you as a sun sign Aries because so many planets are in Aries right now.
Yes.
So do you feel really energized and do you feel like you're moving in a new direction?
I feel it. I mean, there has been, you know, almost a year where I feel like nothing is happening. I mean, I just felt so heavy and just blah, blah.
And has that cleared now?
Yes, I feel like things are I'm starting to get my energy back.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly but surely, my energy is coming back.
Awesome. And so what do you do in the world right now?
Right now in the world, I'm actually looking for work.
Okay. And do you know what kind of work you would want to be looking for?
Actually, I'd like to get into some type of work. And I don't know where this would be, basically where I'm of service, meaning I'm really very drawn very strongly into helping women.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to say because you're Aries and because there's so many planets in Aries, it seems like something for you would have to be where you were in a leadership position or even, you know, your own business of sorts, being an entrepreneur, a counselor, you know, whatever it is that draws you out to the world. What I would really like to do for you, Annette, is to have you send me your birth information.
Sure,
because
absolutely.
Because I really feel like I can't give you a real good answer because I don't know where all of this is happening for you in a chart. So if you would send it to Dear Astro at living-astrology.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I need your birth date, your birthplace, and birth time, as close as you can get it.
Okay.
And then off air, I would be happy to go through your chart with you and give you an idea of what's going on.
Sure. Can I email that to you tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Would you remember
just remind
me?
Yeah, just remind me in the email that I talked to you on air and that I wanted to look at your chart.
Okay, excellent. I will do that.
Okay, because I think it deserves a really good answer. And unfortunately, because I don't have your info in front of me, I'm really not able to give you a complete enough answer for me.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. I appreciate it.
Hey,
I will
no
do
problem.
That. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
you
calling.
Sure. Have a good
All
day.
Right. You All right. You too. Take care. Okay. I think after Annette, we had Donna on the line. Donna, are you there?
Hello. Hi, I'm here. My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
And what can I help you with?
Well, I wanted to know, there was a fellow that I hadn't, he was my friend's husband, but she passed away about 6 years ago, and I've just been thinking about him, or is there a romance coming in for me, do you think? My birthday is April 22nd.
So you are a Taurus. Right?
I am. My birthday's coming up.
Yes, it is. And one of my dear friend's birthdays is that same day. And so here's the really interesting news for you. Again, same like Annette, the previous caller, since I don't have your chart in front of me, I can't see the particulars. However, what I can kind of tell you is that there is the possibility of this coming for you because your sign of Taurus is next stop on the Venus trail, and Venus is the planet of love and harmony, and she brings us relationships, and so that's coming just next week when Venus moves into Taurus, and then the Sun moves into it, and then Mars and Mercury will be a little bit behind the times, but it will also be moving into Taurus in your chart. So that means there's a lot of energy in the house wherever Taurus falls in your natal chart. So certainly it would appear that some things were, are going to happen for you, because at any time a lot of planets come to the same sign that your sun is in, it tends to trigger events and things like that. So if you don't mind, Donna, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing and send me your birth information, and that means birth time, birthplace, and birthday. And
okay.
That way I can take a look at that for you and answer that question. Donna, what's your last name?
Heath, H-E-A-T-H.
Okay,
like
great.
Like the candy bar?
Oh, my favorite. Don't talk about that. I'm losing weight right now. Can't do candy bars.
Good. Who do I send it to? I mean, what's your website
I'm gonna send it to? Yep, you're going
to
send it to Dear Astro at living-astrology.com. And then
great.
What I will do is pull your chart up, send that to you with a quick little idea of what that answer might be for you, okay? And yeah, because it's again, it's hard for me to answer a personal question like that without your chart in front of me. But my guess is that things are moving in the right direction for that, since a lot of energy is headed to your sun sign over the next few weeks. Okay?
Oh, good. Wow,
yay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome,
you.
Donna. Thank you for calling in.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have Suzanne waiting in the queue. Suzanne, what can I do for you today?
I was wondering about, would you see romance, love in the air for me this spring? I'm a Libra.
So we have all the Venus people calling in today. This is great. You see, Venus rules both Taurus and Libra. And so it's not surprising that, you know, things like relationships and love and romance are sort of in the air for you. However, did you send me, do I have your birth information?
No.
Okay, so technically speaking, it's difficult again for me to give you that information without seeing your chart. But I could guess that because it's in your mind, and it sounds like the possibility that this is an intention you may have to bring or attract to you a relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Sort of like you're ready for it now, and so you turn the sign from closed to open. And with the energy of the new moon having been in Aries, we have a lot of opportunities to open up to that. And for you, that means Aries is the opposite sign to Libra in your chart. So you can sort of pull that energy of a new beginning and opening up to a new relationship. And as long as you set a very, powerful intention around what does that look like to you? What does it mean to you to be in a relationship? Who is this person that you want to attract to you? Or is that person already in your life? And does he or she fit the model of the intention that you're trying to create? And my guess is that, as the energy moves on this spring, that the possibility is that a relationship will be in the offing. Suzanne, again, if I could give you my email address and have you send me your personal information, and that by that I mean your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, to dearastro@living-astrology.com, then I can pull your personal chart up and I can take a look at that for you.
All right,
is that
well,
okay
thank
with you
so much.
And Suzanne, I'm sorry, what is your last name?
Maiden name? Or I'm not married now, so where I was born?
Yes. Yeah, just your last name so that I recognize the email when it comes through.
Line Weaver.
Okay. Thank you so much. And so if you get that sent to me, then I will send out an email back to you with the answer to that question, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling. So real quickly, before I go on to the next caller, I just want to tell people that next week on Living Astrology, my guest will be Cornelia Dengel from Expressing You. And the really good news is next week my show moves from a 30-minute slot to a 60-minute slot. One of the things that has been really sort of tearing me apart in these last couple of weeks is that I want to spend more time answering your questions. And in 30 minutes, that's very difficult. So here's what I would like for next week. I would like 3 volunteers to email me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. And I would like those volunteers that want to go through a process of identifying where you're stuck in your life, and we'll look at that through your astrology chart, and then going through a process of clearing that with Cornelia, as that's her specialty. And I can only take 3 because the process is probably going to take about 15 minutes per person. And if that is something that you would like to go through, I can tell you that typically this would be a $150 session. So we are offering this on the radio next week for free. And so please, if you would like to volunteer for that, I will take the first 3 people that want to do that. Okay, and that's for next week's show. Okay, now let's see. I have a chart here for Tom. Tom, are you listening in today? Are you on the... Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. I'd like to volunteer for that.
Well, send me an email. And, you know, one of the things I should have said is tell me where you're stuck, because that would... I don't want to get 3 people that are all stuck in the same thing. So,
okay.
Send me that email and let me know where you're stuck, and I will be happy to add you to our pile, and you'd be number 1, I guess.
Now, does that go to the same email I sent tonight to you?
Absolutely. And you know what? You don't even have to send your birth information since I already have it. So, but do you send me a little blurb about what it is that you're stuck in right now?
Very good. So I'm on the list.
Yay! Okay, now I'm running short on time here, but let's look at your chart really quickly, because you asked me basically what your spring was going to be like.
Yes.
And it looks like to me that you, as one of our other callers earlier was told, are going through a process of inner growth. And that is because you have Jupiter moving through your first house this spring. And then as we get into the late spring and early summer, Jupiter will move out of your first house and into, actually, you know what? It won't even be summer. It's going to be, you know, just a little, another couple of weeks here. It will be moving into your house of money, which is always good news to have Jupiter going through that part of your chart, because it kind of means that perhaps there have been some things you've been working on personally, growth issues and things like that, that have cleared the way for you to maybe join in the flow of abundance in a way that you haven't been able to in the past. So that will be a very good news, I think, you know, for you during the spring. In the meantime, though, Tom, you have a lot of planets right now in Aries moving through your 12th house, and the 12th house is the house of the hidden or the subconscious mind. In this place, we find that we are often faced with fears, blocks, limiting thinking, self-sabotaging behaviors. And so a lot of things may be coming up for you right now to be able to release. And can you kind of see how that energy is playing in your life right now?
Yes, the energy is pulling. I feel it changing.
Yeah, the problem with the 12th house is we're very unconscious to what's going on. The truth and the joy in the 12th house is once we get to the truth, we set ourselves free, and we set ourselves free in a big way. And so I can kind of see why it is that you might be drawn to doing the work that we're going to do next week. So I want to know a little more specifically in that email about what you're stuck in so that we can kind of zone in on that. The other really interesting thing for you right now is in your house of health. Are you doing well from a health standpoint?
Well, I just went to the doctor today for an EKG, and that came back fine. I have some issues, but don't we all?
Of course. So while you're in this time period, do everything that you can to support your health and to be able to keep yourself in a healthy state. So exercise, eating right, you know, the usual things. And try not to let yourself get burnt out. Okay, that's another thing that can happen with this kind of transit. But we're going to hear more from you next week, I think, Tom, and I am running out of time here. But I will be happy to take a look a little further deeper into your chart once I hear what you're stuck on, okay?
Fantastic.
All right.
Very
and thank
nice
you so much for sending me this information. And
yes.
I'm sure we'll tune in next week and hear, you know, more about what's going on for you.
Yeah. Very colorful drawings on there, too.
I'll explain more about that, too.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
well,
very
thank
much.
You.
You have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. And thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in today and listening to my show. I really, really appreciate that. And I am looking forward to next week's 60 Minutes and seeing who we might be able to free up with the techniques we'll be using. So for now, everybody have a stellar week. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Do you have questions about how astrology works or questions about your own chart? Send them to me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. One show each month will be dedicated to answering your questions. Goodbye for now, and have a stellar week.